Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast again. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask, Father, and covenant with you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. We are together again, and we're going to continue. And I believe that we will finish today on our teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Again, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For the past several weeks, we have been studying the gifts of the Holy Spirit explained to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 12. Now, we've learned that there are 9 manifestations of these gifts of the Holy Spirit, consisting of 3 categories, each containing 3 gifts each. The first category consists of the vocal gifts, which are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The second category consists of the power gifts, which are faith or special faith, working of miracles, and the gifts of healings. And the last category consists of the gifts of revelation, which are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, our last time together, we were teaching on the gifts of revelation and had finished discussing the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, and were discussing the discerning of spirits. The discerning of spirits. But before we get started with that, let's open our Bibles, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to read verse number 1. And it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." So the subject is spiritual gifts, and the Apostle Paul tells us he does not want us to be ignorant, uninformed, unknowledgeable, untaught when it comes to the things of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And why should we be ignorant regarding the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Because it has been explained to us in 2 Peter chapter 1. Please go there. 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 3. And it says, "As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue." So we see right now, by the word of God, his divine power has given us all things. All things. That means there is nothing left out. And those things pertain to life and godliness. So we should be knowledgeable on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have already been given all the things we need to be knowledgeable of him and of his glory and virtue. So we should not be ignorant, but knowledgeable. It is up to us to study to show ourselves approved in the word of God. Amen. Now, the discerning of spirits gives insight into the spirit world. It has a more limited range than the other two revelation gifts, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, because its revelation is limited to a single class of objects, spirits. Revelations that the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge brings are broader and apply to people, places, and things, whereas the discerning of spirits gives supernatural insight into only the realm of spirits. Let me repeat that. Revelations that the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge brings are broader and apply to people, places, and things, whereas the discerning of spirits gives supernatural insight into only the realm of the spirit. Let's understand something right now, that it is not discerning of devils, nor is it the discerning of evil spirits. To say that the discerning of spirits has to do only with devils is misleading and deceiving. It is supernatural insight into the realm of spirits, both the good and the bad. The discerning of evil spirits is included, but too many people have thought discerning of evil spirits is all this gift refers to, and so they have been misled. Misled in the word of God. All such visions should be manifested of the gift of discerning of spirits. A vision might bring with it a word of wisdom and or a word of knowledge. But the vision itself would be the gift of discerning of spirits in operation, because that person at that particular time would be seen into the spirit world. Remember, the word discern means to see. So a person is discerning or seeing into the realm of spirits. And in the spirit world, there are both divine spirits and evil spirits. Remember, Satan is a spirit, so he operates in that realm. The devil is a spirit being, and he and his demonic angels operate in the spirit realm. Discerning of spirits also means the discerning of cherubims, seraphims, archangels, the host of angels, or the discerning of Satan and his legions. It also refers to the discerning of the human spirit with its good or evil tendencies. The gift of discerning of spirits also reveals the kinds of spirit behind a supernatural manifestation, whether evil or good. Supernatural manifestations in the realm in which we live originate from one or two sources, either from God or the devil. Many things that seem amazing to us actually do not come from God. Let me repeat that. Supernatural manifestations in the realm in which we live originate from one or two sources, either from God or the devil. Many things that seem amazing or miraculous to us actually do not come from God. We must not forget that Satan is a supernatural being too. Too often, people are ready to follow anything, whether it is validated by scripture or not. And that's happened a lot here in the United States. New religions come in, new trends of thought comes in, and the first thing they do is they gravitate to it because it's new, and they think it's from God before they even compare it with scripture. And that's very deceiving, and it's wrong. You can correctly identify a genuine manifestation of the Spirit of God if discerning of spirits is in operation. Through this gift, you can know the spirit behind the operation. On the other hand, you can correctly identify the source of the manifestation even without having discerning of spirits in operation in your life. It is possible because if you know the Word of God and are walking in the Spirit, you will have an inward witness that will lead you and distinguish the truth from the lie. Let me repeat that because I think it's important that you understand that. You can correctly identify a genuine manifestation of the Spirit of God if discerning of spirits is in operation. Through this gift, you can know the spirit behind the operation. On the other hand, if you can correctly identify the source of the manifestation, even without having discerned of spirits in operation in your life, it is possible because if you know the Word of God and are walking in the Spirit, you will have an inward witness that will lead you and distinguish the truth from the lie. Amen. Now turn to the book of Romans chapter 8. Again, that's Romans chapter 8. And go to verse number 14. It tells us, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Now, this verse implies that all the sons of God can be led by the Spirit. all the sons of God can be led by the Spirit. But the scriptures certainly don't imply that all the children of God will have the gift of discerning the spirits. It just says that as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Amen. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 8 through 10. And it says this. It says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues." Now this verse does not say or imply that everyone would have these gifts, but it does imply that every believer can be led by the Spirit of God. Let's go back to Romans 8:14. It tells us, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." So you have to be led, and that's present tense, by the Spirit of God. We need to distinguish the difference between the two. Some things are revealed to us by our inward witness, and some things are revealed to us by the discerning of spirits. Amen. And we have to understand which one is which. Some have said that the best way to find out what something is to find out what it's not. Let's look at some things the gifts of the discerning of spirits is not. First, discerning of spirits is not discernment. Let me repeat that. Discerning of spirits is not discernment. People say, "Oh, I have the gift of discernment." But there is no such gift mentioned in the Bible. The Bible calls this gift the discerning of spirits, not the discerning of discernment. What people call the gift of discernment is really the gift of the word of knowledge in operation. People mistakenly call it the gift of discernment, but it's certainly not the gift of discernment. Discerning of spirits is not a kind of spiritual mind reading, nor is it psychological insight, mental penetration, or the power of discerning the faults in others. For this fault finding is possessed not only by believers, by unbelievers as well. You don't have to be converted to get this gift. However, this gift is forbidden in the scriptures. Now let me repeat that, because I think that's important for us to understand. Discerning of spirits is not a kind of spiritual mind reading, nor is it psychological insight, mental penetration, or the power of discerning of faults in others. For this fault finding is possessed not only by believers, but by unbelievers as well. You don't have to be converted to get this gift. However, this gift is forbidden in Scripture. Turn to Matthew chapter 7. Again, that's Matthew chapter 7. And let's read verse number 1. And it says, "Judge not that you are not judged." Judge not that you are not judged. The gift of discernment of spirits is not discernment of character or fault. It is not the discernment of people. It is discerning of spirits. Amen. Not people, but spirits. The person of God who calls themselves believers should walk in love, for love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. And another thing, God is love, so we should walk in that same love. Turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to read verse 32. And it says, "And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Amen. So we should walk in unforgiveness, tenderhearted, even as God in Christ forgave us. Now, please go to Mark chapter 11. Again, that's Mark chapter 11. And we're going to read verse number 25. Mark 11, 25. And it says, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses." Amen. So we have to walk in the same love and forgiveness of spirit that our Lord and Savior has walked and given us. By the discerning of the spirits, we see beyond the sphere for which we have been created. Since we are natural beings, it is only by the revelation of the Holy Spirit that we can perceive the things that live in the spirit world. Amen. Let me repeat that. By the discerning of the spirits, we see beyond the sphere for which we have been created. Since we are natural beings, it is only by the revelation of the Holy Spirit that we can perceive the beings that live in the spirit world. Amen. I pray that your ears were open to hear and hearts to receive something from this teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And remember, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, God does not want you to be ignorant. Amen. I have no right to come to you with any message unless it is absolutely in the perfect order of God. Amen. God's love wants us to walk up and down the earth as his son did, clothed, filled, radiant with fire beaming forth from our faces, setting forth the power of the Spirit so that the people jump into liberty. But I would like you to remember that God calls you to account for properly administering the gift in a spiritual way after you have received it. It is not given to adore or to sustain, but to edify and to bless the church. Let me repeat that. Remember that God calls you to account for properly administering the gifts in a spiritual way after you have received it. It is not to give to adorn you, but to sustain, to build, to edify, and to bless the church. Amen. When God ministers through a member of the body of Christ and the church receives this edification, then all the members will rejoice together. Amen. These spiritual gifts are not for individuals' safekeeping. It is for the edifying of the body of Christ so that we can all rejoice together. God moves upon us as his offsprings, as his choice, and as the fruits of the earth. He wants us to be eloquent, clothed in wonderful radiance, even as our master is. His workings upon us may be painful, but the wise saint will remember that among those whom God chastens, it is the one who is trained by that chastening to whom it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Amen. Therefore, let him do with you what seems good to him. For he has his hand upon you. He will not willingly take it off until he has performed the things he knows you need. Amen. You are eternally saved by the power of God. Do not be led astray by anything. Do not mistake your feelings for your salvation. And do not take anybody's word for your salvation. Believe that God's word is true. Amen. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for today, but I am not out of message. But please join us next week where we will begin a new teaching. But I pray that this teaching did edify you, comfort you in some way, and that you would be the better for it. But until then, I please ask you to remember these words from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you, and we'll see you next week. And to God be all the glory. Amen and amen.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.